just the idea of wrapping up this process, what has it been like?
The process has been extremely beneficial for the college and for the people involved in the search process, because it gave us a chance to really look at a wide variety of people. We did get quite a few very solid candidates, and then we did get to interview a large number of those away from the campus, and then we did bring four prospects to campus that we felt really did fit what we were looking for in our next president.
What were you looking for ahead of time when you guys started this process, when you pictured what you wanted to see in the next president? What were you looking at?
Okay. What we were trying to do, Jason, was find first a very solid leader, someone that could benefit the college from that overall leadership standpoint, that could take us in a very positive direction. Secondly, we were also looking for someone that could help us look at enrollment, because we continue to want to increase our enrollment, but also to help us find other forms of educational possibilities, such as a greater use of online or master's programs, or perhaps satellite campuses, other things that would help us to grow as well. Then, of course, very, very importantly, is the advancement area, fundraising. And fundraising is so important to the college and has been under President Valentine, now Dr. Valentine with his honorary degree. And it has been a real pleasure for us to be able to have that kind of fundraising, and we want to continue that. And then we were also looking for someone that had some academic background as well, that could work very well with the academic side of the college. So a very well-rounded person that could be a very good leader is what we were looking for.
Do you feel you found that?
I believe we have. We feel very confident that Dr. Kelly Thompson is that person, because she does have some fundraising background, very positive in that area at the college where she is. She has very strong enrollment background and has done that over a number of years. She also has been a provost on a temporary basis, interim basis, and has a very strong academic background as well. Plus, she has been a very strong leader. So I believe we found exactly the person that we were looking for.
How important was it to get somebody in place so quickly with the transition, Dr. Valentine leaving, her coming, and how important was it to give that kind of a leeway there?
Well, I think it's very important because of a couple of reasons. One, we wanted to make sure that there was enough overlap and between Dr. Thompson and President Valentine, so that they could work together. Now, we are asking President Valentine to stay on in a capacity as a consultant to the college to help her over the next few months get to know our donors as well as foundations, alumni, so that there's a nice transition there, and she has the benefit of his knowledge to help her grow and do well in her presidency. So that was all part of helping to make the transition a very positive one for her.
The hiring of Dr. Valentine, the first alumnus to take that spot. Now you have the first first woman to lead the college. Can you just talk about the significance?
Well, I think it's quite significant in the fact that it is, like you just said, it is our very first woman to lead the college. And it comes right after our first alumnus to lead the college. And I think it's a great step. I mean, she turned out to be the right person for the college. And she also happened to be a woman. So I think she will bring some new views, some new thoughts and ideas to the college. And I certainly look forward to working with her very closely in the role that I play with the college. So I'm very excited about it.
Obviously, her first day is July 1st. How early will she get on campus and start to get acclimated? Have you guys kind of talked with her about that?
Yes, we do plan to have, it'll be a reception so that she can be introduced to the campus as well as to the community, to the tri-state area community. Probably do that in June, and that'll be her first real chance to come and as our president-elect and get to know some of the people on the campus, as well as begin to get a feel for the fact that she's going to be our president. And then we will begin very shortly after the 1st of July when she comes to campus, much of the more traditional transition type things that we'll do with her, with each member of her senior leadership group and other members of the campus, as well as members of the Board of Trustees.
I'd assume that since the timing of announcing this, all paperwork has been finalized, contracts signed. Have we got all that stuff done?
We sure have. We worked very hard on that to get that done as quickly as possible, and she was very easy to work with, and we felt like we had set up a very nice contract for her. So that is all done, and she is our president-elect.
Can you get into the length of the contract, salary, anything like that?
I can't share with you the salary at this point, but I can tell you that it's basically a five-year contract for her services during that period. And so we are very pleased that we'll have her for that length of time. And we hopefully things will work out to the point we'll have her for many more years after that.
There you go.